Well, locker room chats are off and running in the 2025-2026 for the basketball season. Again, here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, United 2.1 KMZA. I'm Krenan Prophet. Alongside me here is girls head coach Haddon Hiltzen with the Nemaha Central Lady Thunder. Of course, the season's starting here on the horizon. The turnaround quickly. Royal Valley on Thursday and then Centralia on Friday. That'll be your United 2.1 KMZA game of the week. Be sure to tune into that. But before we talk about this season, we got to talk about the offseason. Of course, a quick highlight of the 2024-2025, a year that finished 15-7 overall, including an 8-2 finish in the Big East. What was that season like there for you, Coach, as well as how was the approach here to the offseason?
Yeah, you know, last year was kind of a roller coaster there. We had some injuries at the beginning of the year, and we got off to a 0-3 start. And then, you know, we played really well after that. We got everybody healthy, and obviously, ended up on the short end there at sub-state at Halstead, the eventual state champion. But overall, the girls kind of came back this summer. June was really short for us, being only 4 weeks, and our girls were gone for a week of that. But the 3 weeks that we worked together, we did some good things, attended a few camps, and there was several girls that played on teams outside of what we did. So it's always good to see them in the gym and improving their skills.
And you talk about a lot of these girls who are looking to improve their skills in this season. As you know, you go week to week, day to day, game to game. Emma Hermish, if I put a junior, she's a lone returning starter here for this Thunder team. And we'll be kind of asked to do a lot in the sense to fill shoes. She's a physical player, a great 3-point shooter. She made 23s last season and averaged 6 points a game. So when you talk about a player like her, and of course the players who are going to surround her, what are going to be some ways that she's going to help elevate the rest of this lineup, and what are the players around her going to do and have to do to step up and, you know, not make those shoes so hard on her to fill?
Yeah, we got a lot up on Emma's shoulders, and she kind of knows that. We've talked about that, but she's done a real good job here the first few weeks of practice of really asserting herself, and she's been shooting the ball really, really well, playing with a lot of confidence in practice, so we're looking for that to carry over to games, and she's going to be our go-to girl on offense. Obviously, she's our leading returning scorer, but she's played a lot of varsity minutes, so lots of spec out of her. She knows that. I know she is willing to take that on, and she's going to do great for us this year. And then, you know, supporting cast around her, we'll get better as the year goes on. They're getting more comfortable. They're going to gain a lot more confidence, and then they'll be able to take some of that pressure off of her once those other girls get comfortable in scoring and finding their roles and things like that. But, you know, Emma's going to cause some problems for some teams this year.
Yeah, and again here for you, Coach, you go into your 16th season, your overall record 275-76, so, you know, you've tenured very well here for the Lady Thunder each and every year, but, you know, you got to agree that this is going to be a tough year for your team in the sense that it's a loaded Big East league, and there's going to be a lot of great teams. It's going to be a tough schedule, and you got to come out of the gate swinging with your first couple of opponents here, Royal Valley, Centralia, and Hanover next Tuesday, and then a follow Holton. So you look at the upcoming schedule, you look at the Big East schedule, what's this season going to entail here for you and your team, and how are you going to handle all that pressure?
Yeah, it's a gauntlet, that's for sure. You know, just our league schedule of the teams in it are tough. We start out with one with Royal Valley. They got two of the best girls in the league, so that's a lot to contend with. And then we go on the road and we play three of the best TVL teams. So that's a challenge in itself, but one that we are excited about, looking forward to. And I really feel that, you know, you're playing these better teams, it makes you a lot better for that postseason run. So that's why we like to challenge ourselves in our schedule and not just look for easy wins. You know, and this year we're going to be very young, so we may take some lumps early, but really excited to see how we progress through the ups and downs and see where we're at the end of the year, because I really think we have the potential for these younger girls to really come on towards the end of the year and be a team that nobody wants to play in the postseason.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always as we step into the 2025-2026 Locker Room Chat year again with our first Locker Room Chat here off and on the way. Again, Coach, thank you for your time as always.
You bet. Thank you.
Again, be sure this Friday you tune into our game of the week. This is the Centralia Panthers taking on the Nemaha Central Thunder. Of course, the girls game starting at 6 and the boys game to follow after the conclusion. Upcoming here, we'll sit and talk down to the boys head coach, the Nemaha Central, John Thomas.